Hey ladies, welcome back to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. I like that I don't really have to say it that different. Because there's like an implied S anyway.
Yeah.
Mom Struggling Well. Anyway, welcome back to it. However you want to say it. It's 2020. You basically can do whatever you want.
You really can.
This is a show where we help you.
What do we do here?
To love your life, the one you actually have, so that you don't run away from home. Because we know that perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away, ladies. We're currently turning this perspective shift around because we have already recorded this podcast and it didn't work. And so we're saying the same thing, but better because it's take two. We're going to do this whole recording again because we felt like it was important.
It's a good one.
We also did run away from home. I feel like we need to confess that. But just for the weekend.
Just for the weekend. So we're all looking at each other's faces in real life.
It's lovely.
We're in Ohio enjoying Lake Erie.
Our husband said it was fine. Children, we've been communicating with them. Rebecca reads to them every night. She's such a good narrator. Aww. You guys, she has voices and she's good.
It is good. I wish I was her kid.
That's after we get done with this, we're going to see if she'll read us.
I'm going to read
Goodnight Moon or something.
Read you a book. So this episode is titled iPhone Acapella Heart.
Yep. So today we're reintroducing ourselves. So we're going to tell you what's giving us life, what's killing us softly, and just reminding you who we are. Because sometimes people get confused about who's a sister and who's a...
non-sister.
Whoa.
Outsider.
All right, so... let's just start with you, Rebecca.
Okay.
Why do we call you Rebecca? And then just tell us a little bit, like, who are your kids? What's the deal?
Okay, well, popular misconception, my name is not Rebecca. I think that came about in one of our problems solved when I told you, Emily, that I was called Becky for the first 23 years of my life.
Yeah.
Which actually is not even my name.
This gets worse.
Wow.
It's longer.
Follow along.
Who is she really? None of us know.
No one knows. My legal name is Mary Rebecca, but I've never gone by Mary. All my cousins are named Mary on my dad's side. So we're all Mary somebody.
Oh.
And we all go by our middle names. Except for one cousin who got to go by Mary. Not sure how that was chosen.
Would you like to go by Mary?
I mean, not at this point.
Okay.
That'd be very strange.
She's the original Mary.
Yeah.
Well, not the original.
Yeah,
you're offending all the Catholics.
So I just agreed. Like,
you're like, yeah.
I am.
The first one ever.
Yeah.
Do you know that my in-laws are named Mary and Joseph?
No.
Yeah. I never noticed that.
And my husband acts like the king. So he...
look at that. He's. Mm-hmm. They should have named him Jesus.
I know. That would have been weird.
That would have... yeah. So I live in Detroit, Michigan. I run a company called Better Life Bags. I wrote my first book this year. And I have 4 children, 10, 9, 6, 2, and I have 1 coming in January. Yep. Tubal ligations are not permanent birth control.
This is my
new motto in life.
Okay, Emily, what's your deal?
My deal is that, let's see.
My name is Emily Thomas.
I live in Dallas, Texas. I have 2 children, both adopted, 12 years old and 8 years old. I'm pretty sure he's 8. I am a nurse, specifically a eating disorder psych nurse. I am in school to become a nurse practitioner. I've been doing this podcast for like nearly 6 years now.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Crazy. Before everybody, literally everybody had a podcast.
You were the original podcaster.
Oh my gosh.
Also not true, but thank you.
I can't wait to find out what original I am.
Oh. Yeah, let's
maybe
find out.
Maybe that come about in my introduction. My name is Katie Ordway. I live in Connecticut. Military, so we move around a lot. My husband's in the Navy. I have 2 kids, 5 and 7 for sure. And that's my life. That's all I do.
I didn't catch an original.
That's not all you do. She's the assistant to. She's assist.
Yeah. I'm an assistant to Emily.
She's a sister and an assistant. Oh. An assistant.
So the original assistant.
Oh my gosh.
That one is true.
It's
true.
Thank you. Yeah. Good. So yeah, do some podcast work. That is
it. And you just quit your job at Starbucks.
Just quit my job at Starbucks, and I have a manicure to prove it, because at Starbucks, you're not allowed to paint your nails.
You can't paint your nails at all?
No,
so
nothing.
It's not just the fact that making coffee would chip your nails?
Right. It's just you're not allowed to have it in food service, so here I am. Yeah. Hair down, nails painted.
Also, she's about to move to California.
Yeah, that's true.
She's very excited to live in San Diego.
And be a surfer girl.
I'm going to change my name, you guys, to Kate. That's big stuff.
Yeah,
that's big stuff. Mm-hmm. So, Rebecca, I know this might be a hard question for you, but what is your Enneagram number?
I am more and more convinced that I am a 6.
I think you're a 6 as well.
Yeah. I'm definitely a worst case scenario. I can see all the worst things that could possibly happen first in life. There's other things to 6s besides worst case scenario, but I don't know what they are.
I feel like that's a big... part of it.
I feel like that defines us.
So you're probably a very safe person to be around.
I think so, but I also am very relaxed. Like, my kids climb trees, and they...
Did that take effort?
No. Well, maybe at the beginning, but I don't like flying, but I will fly. So, like, I do the things.
Okay. Do a lot of Enneagram 6s not fly?
I would think so, because we can fall out of that sky at any moment, you know? What's holding you up there?
Literally nothing.
The door could open and you could be sucked. Did you hear about that woman?
No.
There was a woman. I don't know if it was. I think it was Southwest.
Was it real?
Yes, it was real. Something hit her window, broke it, like, and she got sucked halfway. I mean, she died, but she got sucked halfway out. And the passengers were trying to pull her back in. These are the things that 6s are afraid of, and they happen.
Yeah.
So
mostly never.
Mostly never.
I did hear about that though.
That's terrifying.
What made her die if she only went halfway out?
Because when you're up that high, your head's like banging against the side.
Okay,
you just can't breathe too. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's air tragic.
I forgot about airways.
Breathing. Yeah. Breathing is crucial to life.
As every 6 knows.
And nurses should know, but I forgot for a second.
All right, Emily, what is your Enneagram?
I'm an Enneagram 1. I'm a perfectionist. My inner critic is constantly going. And she mean, ladies. She's not a nice woman.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I had a name for her. I can't ever remember her name. It's like Wanda, or it's like some old lady name, like Maxine. You know that cartoon lady?
She's like very judgmental. And
she's judgy. She's off in the corner. She's in like a house coat, like an old grandma house coat.
Yes.
And she is like eating Cheetos and looking at you like, oh, why'd you do that? Mm. Oh, are you really going to wear that? Oh, you really have let yourself go, haven't you?
Oh.
Why did you stay up too late? Why did you go to bed so early? Like, it doesn't matter what I do. Yeah. It was the wrong thing. And Maxine tells me about it. So it's fine. I have heard that people who... who are not Enneagram 1s, but who have friends who are Enneagram 1s who are struggling, will share this show with them so that they can catch a glimpse of more people who struggle in the ways that we struggle. Katie will look at me and be like, it just seems so hard to be in your head. And it is. Yeah. But I'm making progress.
Yes, you really are.
Yeah.
I'm a 2, and I'm mostly happy all the time. So I'm a helper. I just like caring about other people, but also don't have very good boundaries. And so I care too much to where people have to like physically remove me from their bodies. So like, get off of me, lady.
No. I feel like you have great boundaries.
You think so?
You're really honest with me and you'll tell me when this is too much, this doesn't make sense. Like, I feel like you're really a healthy 2.
I am really honest. I think the biggest problem is I don't really know how I'm feeling. So I don't really process like my stuff. Like, what do I like? What do I want? So then I do put other people before me. So that's where my boundaries are at.
2s are the best friends to have.
Like, we woke up to
breakfast.
Oh, she makes breakfast every morning. That. And then also Starbucks. We had Starbucks. It's just so amazing.
And I enjoy doing that.
Did we push your boundaries?
No boundaries have been pushed.
finished. Thank you. We were asleep and she went to Starbucks. We didn't do this.
And I didn't even get the text on what I wanted. And she still brought me something. Wow.
The thing that you love.
The thing that I like. Yeah. It's like she knew.
That's amazing.
I can't even remember people's names half the time. Let alone what they're drinking.
But I know how you're probably going to die. That's what Rebecca's like.
I see into your future.
It is dark.
My family has sponsored children before, so I know the standard process, and you probably do too. But when I saw how World Vision is flipping the standard formula on its head, I was totally moved. You guys have to check them out. When you sponsor a child, you're providing them with hope by making a decision to provide them and their community with $39 a month. These communities are in extreme poverty, and your support will provide them the most basic necessities of life. Especially now in the midst of a pandemic, in the world's most fragile places, kids are at greater risk of hunger, malnutrition, violence, and neglect, and the families are being pushed deeper into poverty. The reality is that thousands of children are waiting to be sponsored. But what you don't know is that everything is about to change. For the first time, World Vision is inviting you to empower a child through sponsorship. But instead of you choosing them, they choose you, something no nonprofit has ever done before. It doesn't matter who you are or where in the world you live, every single one of us wants to be seen, to be loved, and to be chosen. So with World Vision, we have the power to help kiddos in a developing world move from struggling to struggling well. How amazing would it be to do this in our STRUG community? Put the power to choose in a child's hands and begin a life-changing relationship today. Visit worldvision.org/MSW and sponsor a child now. That's worldvision.org/MSW.
Okay, so this one's important. I think, who was your favorite Spice Girl or New Kids on the Block person? Or who's your person from that really important time in your life? Like junior high, high school.
Well, what was the first CD you guys ever bought? Mm. My first CD was Britney Spears. I was way into her in
her
the
first
late
one.
90s. Yeah, where she's like sitting in that like W, you know, where your knees go out.
Oh, yes.
And you're concerned for her. I think she's sitting in that position. She's got like her head. Do you know how it's pink?
What are you concerned for, her legs?
Yes.
Okay. Her joints.
I was always told not to sit like that.
Yeah.
But Britney was doing it.
Why is sitting like that such a big deal? Because I see parents like stop their kids from doing it.
Here's the deal. I think if it hurts them, they're not going to do it. And if it doesn't hurt them, then it's probably fine.
Right. It's like the crossing your eyes thing. Is there anything really wrong with crossing your eyes?
No.
Okay. Just makes your mom mad. Just
Your eyes are never going to stick like that.
I don't think
so.
Lies.
So I'm a little bit older. So my first cassette tape was Cyndi Lauper.
Oh.
And we did want to have fun, and we did have fun. Us girls. But I also really loved Debbie Gibson.
Okay.
And she had a perfume called Electric Youth. Oh. And I still remember what that smells like. It was my first perfume.
Was it like a cylinder and it had a
spring,
spiral?
A spiral, hot pink spiral going down the middle.
That smelled good.
It smelled really good, you guys. And you can still get it on eBay.
Can you?
Yes.
I would love to get that because that smell is like...
That's childhood smell.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
Aww. And she's got this perfume and she won't let me touch it.
I definitely did not let her touch it.
How many years apart are you guys?
6 years.
Six years. I don't even know who Debbie Gibson is.
What does she sing?
Electric Youth. The name of the perfume she
had
a
one hit wonder.
Electric Youth. That's all I remember.
Doesn't ring a bell. But you liked New Kids on the Block too.
I love New Kids on the Block hardcore. It's my first concert.
Oh, I was going to ask you guys.
I did. Mom said, I will take you to Milli Vanilli or New Kids on the Block. This was before we knew Milli Vanilli didn't really sing.
I bet that concert was
lame. Is he Vanilla Ice?
No, it was two guys with like dreads. They sang Blame It on the Rain. Yeah.
Where have I been?
Well, you were like
I'm
in
only
utero.
3 years younger than you, though. Were you at that concert when you were three?
No, I went in fourth grade.
Okay.
Donnie Wahlberg had green lasers coming off the end of his drumsticks.
Oh, that's cool.
Danny flew through the... He was like on... He flew through the sky on, I'm sure...
Wires
that... He could have died,
Rebecca. He could have. Those lasers from the drumsticks... Could have cut the wire, and he could have fallen.
See?
Oh, my goodness.
I can see it happening. Wow. But, yeah, Joey McIntyre, the youngest one, was my favorite. He's 8 years older than me. We have the same birthday. So I felt like it was fate. And I'm still waiting for us to just meet randomly. And I'll be like, God, I'm sorry I got married.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were coming.
Yeah. Is he married? Is he waiting for you still?
I think he might like boys. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
He may never come for me.
Was he the cutest one? Like, is he the one that everybody liked?
Everybody liked Jordan.
Okay.
And Danny. The girls who liked Bad Boys liked Donnie. Nobody liked Jonathan. He was the older one. He was, like, in the background. And Danny was, like, everybody's friend, but he wasn't that cute. So.
Did you have a sleeping bag?
I had a folder for my schoolwork, okay. And I had a poster, and I had a towel.
Okay. Minimal.
We were struggling.
We were minimal.
We were minimal. It's fine. Thanks for bringing that up.
By the time I came along.
Rolling in the dough.
I had the t-shirts. I went to the concert.
You had the sleeping bag.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's
my life. It was a different life.
It was.
So I was, I saw Spice Girls in concert. My brother took me, Robbie.
I wouldn't take you. I didn't want
to
go.
Took me and my friends to the Spice Girls.
Like, I wish nice I would have gone. He was such a good brother.
That is a nice big brother thing to do.
Yeah. But also, that must have been so expensive because then my mom didn't just buy me a ticket. She bought him a ticket.
Yeah, but so she didn't have to go in.
Right.
It was worth it for her, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
And y'all had so much money by that time that she, like, bought tickets forever. She, like, bought all the front row tickets.
Yeah, we were in the front row.
Wow, that was expensive.
Oh, no. I was like, man, your life did change.
No.
6 years.
No. Well, that can happen.
The gold rush. I don't know.
My favorite was Sporty.
Okay.
Because I wasn't Sporty. I don't know why I liked her so much. She had the best voice.
Oh,
she was an alto, and she always came in with those good harmonies. It's like, dang, girl. And you're doing backflips.
Oh, they did backflips?
In those, like, platform shoes?
Whoa.
Well, that was Baby Spice.
Oh, Baby
Spice. I guess they all kind of did something.
You should have liked Baby Spice as the youngest kid.
I don't have to like anybody I don't want to like.
Whoa.
You know?
Way to have your boundaries.
She grew up.
Thank you.
Good job, number two.
First CD, you're healthy, though, too.
I feel like one of my first CDs was Dixie Chick.
Oh, I like the Dixie.
Please
Chicks.
Just say Chicks.
The Chicks.
Dixie is they've rude changed their somehow.
Name. They've changed their name.
Okay, so Rebecca.
How dare you say Dixie on this show?
So sorry, I didn't mean to ruin your podcast. What do you wish that more people knew about you, or what's a common misconception?
Well, this has been confirmed on this trip.
Yeah.
If anyone follows me on Instagram and has been watching my stories, I've been a bit sarcastic. In them, trying to be funny.
Sarcastic in your stories.
In my stories. But I'm getting many, many messages saying, it looks like you're really annoyed at Emily and Katie. I'm really sorry you're not enjoying your time. And I'm not annoyed with you guys. I really like you.
You were being funny.
I think that's what our podcast has, like, a kind of sarcastic fun, you know.
Yeah.
I think I was trying to bring that into stories. Which maybe I've never done before.
Yeah.
In this capacity. Got like, it. I was, like, bringing the pod to the stories.
Right.
So I've been feeling very misunderstood in the internet land this weekend.
Here's the deal. If you're going to be somebody who makes jokes, they're not all going to land.
It's true.
And people are going to, it's going to be awkward. But I think that the more you do it, the less awkward it'll be.
Yeah.
But it is, it feels bad to feel misunderstood.
So I'm not, I don't hate you guys.
What I feel sad about is that I'm not getting more DMs of people saying, listen, I think you need to watch your back from Rebecca.
Right.
I need people to, if they really feel like we're in danger, reach out.
Right. Yeah.
Why would we come to a house and be in danger and mean to each other and afraid?
And share it on the internet.
Right.
Yeah.
If we all came to a house and then just went dark, that then.
Ew,
people should be concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We come all might to be Ohio. Dead. Spread out, get search dogs. We're in trouble. No, but we aren't. And we're all nice and we're all happy and we like each other so much. Why would we do this? It's not like we're making $1 million.
There was a risk that we wouldn't click in real life, I think.
I didn't think
there was. You didn't think there was a risk
at all?
Well,
we didn't have a problem because we know that we click and we like you very much.
Yeah.
And I wasn't worried because it was your idea. Like you were
it was my idea.
It was your idea.
I would really like a trip. So,
I was like, guys, I need to get out.
And it was so nice that you thought of us.
Aww. Yeah, I felt very special.
Now we want to do this on a yearly basis.
We do. And we need you guys to join Patreon so that we can afford it.
All right. How about you, Em? A common misconception, what do you think? Is it still the same thing you feel like?
I do feel, because I'm really blunt and I'm really kind of sarcastic and I say it with a straight face, people think that I'm not very nice. Yeah. But I think that I am very nice. Yeah. I think I am my favorite. people think I'm from Oregon. People think I am a vegetarian because I like to dress like I live in the outdoors, even though I really would rather be inside. I don't know why I like that so much.
Emily's biggest fashion statement is her poncho.
A poncho? A poncho?
When do you say that you like to dress like you live in the outdoors? I can just
rain like boots very and a unkempt. Poncho. Yeah.
I don't know why I love hiking gear. I love REI. I don't know why I've always loved that.
But just to sit on the couch and watch a movie?
I mean, I like to go outside and walk around. I think comfort is such a big deal to me. And I just like that look, I guess.
And they all happen to be neutral. You like neutral colors. Like,
I do. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I just wanted to say is that I don't like hearts. Hearts really bother me. Hearts on things. There's too many hearts.
In the world, in general.
It just is overdone, I think. I don't like hearts.
Right.
But I love pumpkin. I love all kind of other overdone basic things, but I can't with hearts.
Hearts are all year. So is Valentine's Day like your worst?
Very triggering for her.
Very triggering at Target dollars, but.
I have to wear like blinders. I like actually just close my eyes and let someone lead me through till we get past all the hearts.
It's Bird Box Month, February, which is all blindfold. The blindfold and a mask. Emily can't be seen in February.
No.
Mine is people always think I'm very cold and mean, and then they would talk to me and they're like, oh wow, you're very nice and caring person.
We all have the same does everyone have this misconception? Is anyone's misconception? Everyone thinks I'm so nice, but I'm really like so mean. Does everyone think that everyone people thinks they're mean?
Well, it's interesting because I think for me, my words are cutting a little bit, and that's why people think I mean because of what I say. But Katie, is because of your face.
Yes. Oh, so here's the thing. Once in high school, a girl wanted to beat me up because of my face, and I had never seen her face before. And someone came over to me and was like, she's going to beat you up. It's happening now. And I was like, what? Who is she? Why is she upset? Let's talk it out.
It wasn't over a boy or anything? Like you didn't steal her boyfriend or something?
You just gave her
I've
a
never
look.
Seen. I had never seen her before. Our high school was big.
It was very big and very ready to fight.
Yeah.
We literally had race riots when I was there. There was the SWAT team.
Oh my gosh.
People put like fire in the vents and there was smoke and we had. It was bad. The helicopters came over and, like, told us to go back to our classes.
Oh, my gosh. This is on one day or, like, it's a thing.
We had a race riot problem.
Okay. I remember people, like, really liking to throw down at the wall is what you would call it.
Ooh.
The wall is where the people stood.
Meet me at the wall?
Just, like, it was a place to hang out. So I was near the wall. Okay. She was also near the wall. She wanted to beat my face up. And so.
But she didn't come to you and say, I want to beat you up.
She sent somebody.
A courier?
Yeah. A runner.
Pigeon?
Mm-hmm. Pigeon. You're dead. So anyway, then I had a friend who was a guy. And he was just like one of those big old guys that's like goofy. And he's like, I'm a fighter for you. And I was like, you shouldn't, but. Fine. Go do that. Do that because I don't want to do this one or the next one. I had never been in a fight before.
How do you send in a replacement?
A tribute.
He just heard it and I was like, I don't know her. She's going to kill me. And he's like, I will do it. So I was like, fine. So he went in, Nathan.
I just have never seen somebody say, you're mad at me so you can fight this person.
It was very shocking to me as well. And I was involved.
That's amazing.
I was very scared. And so anyway, she whooped his behind. She stomped him.
Oh my gosh. So
was it because he didn't want to hurt her, do you think?
Possibly, but she gave him a good whooping.
I think he would have gotten in so much trouble if he had hurt her.
Oh yeah, he probably was like, I will be your stand-in. Maybe he was just like my stand-in guy.
You should have married him. Fuzzy.
He's like, I'm going to fight.
I should have.
I'm going to fight the way I think Katie would fight.
And I'm just going to
I am
here.
Katie.
I think you just made a mean face.
Oh,
Poor guy. What was his name?
Nathan.
I'm glad you remember.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nathan. Nice
guy. Wouldn't Nathan it be funny?
Oh.
Believe it or not.
My cousin.
Such a,
from Arizona.
His first name is Mary.
Mary Nathan.
That I should have married.
Very confusing.
Oh. Okay. Gosh. What was your first job, Rebecca?
Oh, I worked at the mall in Gap Kids. Baby Gap. Gap Kids and Baby Gap.
Why would you work at a place where you couldn't actually buy the products?
I went to apply at Gap.
Okay.
And then I got put, maybe because of my youthful appearance, I got put in Gap Kids.
Look, they employ children.
I could still buy clothes at Gap at a discount, though. Okay. Yeah. I got the same discount.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So you were like 16? Like,
yeah. That's where I got my start.
Goodness.
I'd like to thank Gap Incorporated.
And ask them to be a sponsor.
Please do that.
Please, yeah.
You have the in there. So my first job was at a Tida t-shirt shop. Mm-hmm. I was the secretary in the front office, and I also was the model on the front of the catalog.
So that feels so like cool. A very Oregon place to work, at a tie-dye shop. Don't you think, like, people in Oregon wear a lot of tie-dye?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Now it's coming back.
It's everyone's wearing it now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's true.
What is tie-dye lingo? Like, do you have any words? Like, swizzle.
Basically, swizzle. We trademarked that one. You owe me $5 for saying it. I don't remember. I was 16. It was a long time ago.
Oh.
What was your first job?
My first job was at an ice cream shop that was at Water and Ice, and that's where I met my husband. I feel like I was just under 16 when I started working there.
Oh, with the work permit?
Maybe. I feel like I was younger than 16. No, my first job was working at a church. I worked for the choir director, and I would, like, Xerox music.
Look at that.
I forgot about
that. Did you get paid for that?
Yeah. Not a whole lot. Mm. Not a whole heck of a lot.
You literally copied things. How much money do you want?
I want money for driving down there. And having the smell of fumes.
How are you driving down there? The fumes of 16? What?
The paper, church?
Paper fumes.
Did the church smell?
Colored paper fumes are extreme. When you're working at high velocity.
How fast were you going?
High volume.
Super
printing.
Fast. So many papers.
See, I should have been paid more.
You should have.
I was fast and curious on those copy machines. I would be so proud, though, because then I'd be in church singing, and I'd be like, I copied this. I put that in your folder, y'all.
You would not be singing right now if it was not if I wasn't here.
Glory to the Lord. I'm the reason. I think you missed the point.
There are two kinds of small business owners. There's the old schoolers who physically go to a bank and put up with unnecessary fees, and then there's you. You guys know that I am type A and I like to accomplish things well and in a hurry. And when you start a small business at a bank, you normally have to wait days to get your account approved and set up. I love Aslo's quick turnarounds where you can get your small business set up fast and focus on the things that really inspire you. And they offer free business checking accounts. There's invoicing, bill pay, money transfers, and no minimum balance and no fees. I can tell you from personal experience, those things are very hard to find. And because you listen to this podcast, you can also try Aslo Pro for free for 14 days at aslo.com/MSW. Instead of the days that it takes to apply at a traditional bank where you're still required to go in person, just go to azlo.com and apply in as little as 10 minutes. I recommend Aslo because you'll never be charged maintenance or overdraft fees, and there's no ridiculous phone system that keeps you on hold. Learn more with a free copy of Aslo's Small Business Starter Guide or get started right now and get an Aslo Pro free 14-day trial at aslo.com/MSW. There's no minimum deposit required. Get started for free at aslo.com/MSW. It's spelled AZLO.com/MSW. I want to take a minute and tell you about one of today's sponsors, Noom. So Noom is the habit change program that explains how your mind works so you can understand why you make the decisions you make and feel empowered to change for good. What I like about Noom is that there's no rigorous plans or anything complicated to remember, and you can make small changes at your own pace. For me, I use Noom simply because when I'm eating better, I feel better. My personalized coach really did help me understand my goals, and I felt the freedom to adjust them as needed. Noom has short and sweet lessons that are actually really funny and informative. I do them in the morning, and it gives me some confidence to kick off the day in the right direction. Noom is forgiving because you're human. If you go off track, there's no shaming, just tips to help you get back on track tomorrow. But Noom isn't going to take over your life. I can get in a quick lesson in under 10 minutes. There's science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, that's Noom.com/MSW. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/MSW to start your trial today. That's Noom, Noom.com/MSW.
Well, that's it. Now we know everything about each other. Let's talk about what's giving us life and what's killing us softly. What's giving you life, Rebecca?
So ever since I've been pregnant, every time I've been pregnant, I have this intense scent craving for tea tree oil. Do you guys like that smell?
I like it, but I've definitely never craved it.
Some people have a strong aversion to it. It's like cilantro. It's as divisive as cilantro.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. I am on the side of pro cilantro, pro tea tree oil. And every night I look forward to this so much. Like, I, like, douse my neck in tea tree oil and, like, a little under my nose.
Oh, now the nose, that doesn't burn?
No, I know.
Oh, man.
Maybe if I put it in my mask like you did the other with your perfume.
Yeah, I had a mask on. I was smelling sewer. A sewage plant.
None of us were smelling.
She was smelling her breath, you guys.
I thought it was a possibility, so I put some perfume in that mask and stunk up the whole mask. Had such a headache.
It stunk up outside the mask.
It did.
It was strong for everyone.
It through our masks. Like, think how many layers that it'd go through.
Oh, boy. All right, so tea tree oil.
Tea tree oil. And just, I think, like, also just at the end of the day, like, having something to, like, look forward to and relax. And
I cannot get behind that as a relaxing scent. It feels very invigorating.
It's only during pregnancy.
Interesting.
I mean, I enjoy the scent outside of pregnancy, too, but.
Okay. So your other pregnancies as well. This is not new for this one.
Yeah. And hopefully it doesn't, like, have deformation effects on my children.
I don't believe.
I mean, my other kids would have some sort of extra nose or something, right?
Okay. So what's giving me life is my new job. Sometimes when you get new coworkers, they can be, I've had in the past, and people think nurses are so nice and we're like the most trusted profession. But to each other, nurses are sometimes super mean, and nurse bullying is like an actual thing that they talk about.
Yeah.
They talk about it in nursing school. There's papers written on it. There's research done about it.
Wow.
Because if you want to take somebody down, you just don't give them the right information, or you leave information out, and then they can't do their job well, and then they're not successful, and then they get in trouble.
And their patient might die.
Yeah. But for some reason, nurses are the worst with each other sometimes. So anyway, you never know what you're going to run into. And I have had that very little. Mostly it's been really good. But my new coworkers at the hospital are so supportive, so encouraging, really friendly. Everybody has a really good time. I don't know. And I like it. And it's a good in psych nursing. It's kind of like if you work in the emergency room or if you work a paramedic or something, there's like an amount of jaded that you are where you're like, can you believe that this person did this thing again? So like it's lighthearted, not like at the patient's expense, but then there's a lot of compassion, and I just see a really healthy mix of managing the struggles of being a psych nurse, but also really caring about the clients. So I'm very excited about my coworkers. They're
good. I have a question about nurse bullying. Is it because they're mostly females? And the consequences of maybe females being, a lot of girls being catty, the consequences are so high because patients are at stake.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's just a female thing?
Maybe. I don't know. Nursing is so interesting because there is all the head knowledge. Then there's also all the muscle memory of all the fine motor skills you have to do to perform your job. And there's different ways to do it. And yeah, I guess maybe they're just clicky, and the information you can hold over people's heads just so happens to be really dangerous.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, I'm so glad you're in a good place.
But I love these nurses. They're hysterical.
Good.
Yeah, so fun. How about you?
What's giving me life is I listened to Sarah Bareilles on Armchair Expert, and I learned a lot about her, and I've liked her forever. Just, she's got a great voice.
You did not mention her at the beginning of one of your first CDs, though.
She was not one of my first CDs, okay. You're right.
Okay. But you still liked her.
If I had to pick a Sarah Bareilles, mm-hmm. like out of all the Sarah, I would just pick the one. Like if we're picking Spice Girls.
Oh, there is only one.
I would pick her every time.
Okay.
Okay, so these are things I learned about her that made me love her. She's a Sagittarius, which I don't really care about star signs. And I'm mad about star signs sometimes.
But you're awesome. Mad about them?
Like how they changed it. It just makes me mad.
Oh, they changed it?
They added
so
one.
I could no longer...
Like, I think you may not be what you are.
Oh, no.
What you've always been.
You can't do that. Did they do that in 2020?
Oh, they did that.
Just this year?
Yeah.
It's changed.
Just whatever. She can't handle it, guys. All right. So, she's a Sagittarius. She was in an a cappella group in high school. I was in an a cappella group in high school. Which I think is very funny that I was in an a cappella group. Like, I would go to school early to sing.
Without music.
It was an A hour. Without background music. But I would also like, I was all into all kinds of crazy things in high school. Then I would leave school and go do whatever I wanted. Ditch all my other classes, but that a cappella class.
You made
and
it.
And choir. And then choir after school. I was there. But everything else was like optional. Anyway, I went to see her on her very first tour. And I didn't realize it was her first tour, but she was talking about that on the episode. So I feel like we're like.
She basically talked about you.
Oh, yeah. She was like, I feel like, I knew she was in the audience. Yeah. And like mm-hmm. we had a connection. Mm-hmm. She said that she has a hard time finding her voice and knowing what she likes. And I feel that way. Like not her actual voice, but her inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
And
like who she is.
Yeah.
What mm-hmm. she likes.
Yeah. So definitely identify with that. She's a communications major. I'm a communications major. Something that our mom made us do all through school is you will be in music. I don't care what you do.
Well, that's why you never missed those classes.
Oh, that's true.
Your mom was.
She really would have liked if I went to my other classes now too.
But I can also tell you that when we were little, the first set of kids had to play an instrument.
Okay.
There was not an option to just be in choir.
Yeah.
But when Katie, when all the money started rolling in, when all the, just kidding. Katie, it was fine if Katie just sang.
Her voice was her instrument.
It was magical.
Okay.
Here's what I did. I did a shifty thing. Mom said you have to play a musical instrument in school. I was doing my scales on my clarinet and I was like, I freaking hate this. This is the dumbest thing that this guy's making me do these scales like for 1,000 years. So I put my clarinet away and I unpacked it. And I went to the counselor's office and I was like, I would like to be in choir and not band. I did not consult my parents. And they said, go to the choir teacher. So I went to the choir teacher and I tried out in 7th grade. I got in the 9th grade girls choir. And then I put that clarinet back in the case and I took it back to Milano's where we used to rent music instruments. And I was like, I'm not doing that anymore. I got in the 9th grade girls choir. I'm the only 7th grader in there. And that's my life now, Mom. What's she going to say?
Yeah.
I just didn't play it like that. Yeah. I said, what did you tell me that I should do?
Right.
Well, the appropriate thing is that I do it. And so I did it. And I play like 9 instruments.
Yeah, you do. Well, look, and now all I can play is a tambourine. So it's good.
I bet you could handle the triangle, too.
I could do the triangle.
Yeah, it's good. It's just so good.
So anyway, instead of that, like I'd like my kids to do music. That's great. But I think I would like to make them go away and be a foreigner somewhere. She was saying that she is so happy that she did that. She was a foreigner somewhere. It gave her compassion for other people. And so.
And her parents made her do that.
No, but I was just thinking,
that's
going to
be your non-negotiable.
Yeah, I'm a parent. I can make rules. I'm finding my voice. I was mowing the lawn. I was so inspired. I was like, I have a say.
And they are going away.
Goodbye.
Far.
Yeah.
Far. You could change your name to Sarah when you move to California.
That would be weird.
Then you'd have even more.
You're right.
You could just be Sarah Bareilles.
I think she might even live in California. Yes. I would like go away for fraud. I'm not into that.
Identity theft. I think it's bigger than fraud.
Yeah. Fraud, yeah.
Stalking. I think it's bigger than all of those.
I'm just saying I like her and she seems cool. That's all. I'm not going to change my name. I'm not going to steal her face. All right. What's killing you softly?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Besides all of 2020 is virtual school.
Yeah.
It's my kids are in a hybrid situation, which I'm so thankful for. We got to choose 100% virtual or hybrid. So there was not a 100% in-person option for our school. So they go to school 2 days a week, which is just ironic because this was what I was homeschooling. Like, this was my homeschool situation, which I was like, get me out of this, like a year ago. Mm-hmm. And then I had like 5 blissful months of experiencing them going to school. And I'm right back in it. And it's just, I know it's really hard for the teachers too. I think they're really struggling, but my friend maybe summed it up best when she said, I can't believe in 2020 that we're not smarter than a virus and that Google Classroom is the best option available for virtual school. And it's so true. Like, some tech person out there could create some really great online learning platforms, and Google Classroom is just not it.
Yeah. When you were doing homeschool, you said, did you only homeschool on certain days?
Yeah, they went to a school, like a homeschool school, where there were teachers, like hired for this homeschool school.
Got it.
On Monday and Wednesday.
You're saying the word school a lot. You're saying the word school too much for me.
Homeschool squared.
Oh, good. I like it.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
It reminds me of you brought us for this little trip. Sweet little chocolates. They're called bonbons.
Yeah.
Why so many bonds?
There could be one more. It could be worse.
Say it so fast. Bonbon. Chocolate.
Bonbons. Because they're bonbons.
But what does bon mean?
Yummy. Good? Yeah, doesn't it? Yummy?
But don't look at me.
Yummy.
Both of you looked at me.
They're yums.
Yeah. You should take bonbons to the homeschool school. The whole day would take so long just for all the repeating of the same words. Okay.
What's killing you softly?
I like that I like LaCroix. I don't like how much I like it.
You're saying like a lot.
Okay. I've been reprogrammed. I thought that's how we talk now. I'm sorry. I don't drink regular water now because of how much LaCroix I drink. And so I'm noticing that if I don't have LaCroix, if I go to the store, if I get in my car, I bring 2 LaCroix with me for the outing.
Yeah.
And so I realize that if I don't have LaCroix with me, like in a 12-hour nursing shift, I just don't drink water because I think, oh, I don't have any. But I do have any.
Right.
Any is inside. There's some inside of the
drinking
sink.
Fountains.
There's drinking fountains that are like no touch at the hospital. Like there's all kinds of ways for me to hydrate that don't involve LaCroix.
Yeah.
But I'm in a bad place, guys.
How can we help you?
How can we help you like water?
Stop it.
All right. What's killing me softly is I get Emily gifted me the FabFitFun boxes, and so I'm getting products, and I love. Rebecca told us that we are.
Oh, I'm never going to live this down.
What'd you
just
say?
On this trip, Rebecca said that me and Emily are product junkies.
It was meant to be a compliment. I didn't realize that junkie has a negative
connotation. You didn't understand it.
It did not. I'm not from the drug community.
Oh, my gosh. Burn.
We are.
Gosh.
So anyway, yes, we are product junkies.
They just have a lot of products, and I've loved everything you've introduced me to, and now I want to, like, go get new products.
You want to go get high with us on these products?
God.
So rude right now.
So, I think I was thinking about this because I've been really trying to process the name calling. And I think maybe it's our dad. I mean, our dad really likes products.
Oh, so maybe you got it from him?
He really does. He talks a lot about lip balm.
Okay.
He likes a good moisturizer. He's like a pro. He's coconut oil on his head.
He's bald.
Oh, okay. Let's anoint ourselves with oil.
He loves fabrics and the feel of fabrics. He loves stitching.
Which you also do because you've wanted us to try on your jacket, your new hoodies. Because they're so soft.
I bought some soft hoodies, okay? I wanted to share it.
They're from REI, guys. She's camping.
In Oregon.
The rudest. I'm not having like fun each other. Here. This out. This all of a sudden, I'm not. Instagram help. Come help me.
Oh my gosh. So anyway, I've been getting a lot of samples because I'm a junkie. I'm Katie.
I seem to be Kate.
Yeah. My name is Sarah, and I'm a product junkie. And so I have so many samples in my drawer, and I was like, okay, I'm getting all this new product in. I need to get rid of the old product. So I rose it up from the drawer onto my bathroom counter so I'd use it all the time. And then I put too many retinols and vitamin C's. And then I woke up one morning with like big splotches, which I've never had before, big red patches on my face.
And
which
is weird because she's had a lot of fungus.
Yeah, I'm a fungus prone person.
Really?
Really.
You really are.
As a kid, she would have wavy nails.
Oh.
And she'd get fungus in her hair. So it's interesting that she's also never had splotches on her face.
The way you say it is so blunt.
Come along.
I'm writing.
I hope you haven't shared pillows with her.
Oh my gosh.
Because your head's about to be fuzzy.
Are you picturing green moss in my hair?
Yeah, it's like mushrooms. Sometimes you get some real good salad toppings.
Oh my gosh. Please. When I was a baby.
She's itching her head.
Oh man.
It's not a problem.
Gross. I'm so uncomfortable. Guys, we'll talk about my fungus on another day. Today, we're talking about these samples. And don't burn your face up using a lot of samples.
I'm just saying, it's interesting that you haven't had face problems before. This is interesting. This is your first face problem, is what I was trying to say.
My face problem is interesting.
Don't mix chemicals.
It's your first face. Right? The fact that it's your first face problem is interesting because of all the fungus you have on the rest of your body. That's what I was trying to say.
I'm just picturing myself as like one of those, like a guy in like...
a bubble?
No, like the guys that... have like the army guys that have to put moss all over themselves.
Yes.
And like netting with grass. I'm like a swamp man. I'm not like that.
You aren't.
I'm not.
You're not a swamp man.
Your face is beautiful. You have a beautiful complexion.
Thank you.
You don't look mean or full of fungus.
Thank you.
Anymore.
I like you. Oh.
I have one more get to know you question.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
This is coming from a 6 because I think about this stuff a lot. Okay. What is your most irrational fear?
So my most irrational fear is that I'm going to be framed for something I didn't do and have to go to prison. And no matter what I try to say, I'm going to still seem guilty. And this did actually come to pass almost when I got pulled over for drunk driving. Even though I wasn't drunk, I was just tired.
Oh.
And I was just turning left into my neighborhood, and I didn't put my left-hand signal on, but it was during a Dallas Cowboys game, and so they assumed. And I think my lights were off, too, but sometimes my lights are off, and I just think that I'm having a hard time seeing at night. I just assume I'm getting old,
and
I'm
like... It's dark out here.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think, oh my gosh, I really can't drive at night, because it plays into my feelings like I'm already 100 years old.
Yeah.
And so I think, man, I already was tired. I had just gotten off work. My lights were off, and I didn't signal. So all I did really that wasn't normal for me was I didn't signal.
Yeah.
But it was really late at night and there was nobody was coming. So I'm signaling to nobody. I'm in the left-hand lane. So I was like, whatever. So I turned in, but it was a football game was on. I don't follow football, so I didn't know it was on. But the cops were looking for drunk people.
Right.
And I was just a tired mom who thought I was going blind. But when they pulled me over, I got so nervous and giggly that I seemed really... And so then he pulled me out of the car. And I was obviously very compliant because I'm so afraid. I'm like, this is it. This is how I spend the rest of my life. I'm going life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Right.
That is what is, I can see.
You've lost all your kids. They're gone.
I've lost my kids. Yeah. I don't even think I look good in orange. Like, I'd rather us have a new, more neutral option.
I agree.
So anyway, I get real giggly. And then they're like... how was the game? I'm like, what are you talking about? So they just assumed I was drunk from a game, but I don't even know. I'm like, is it baseball? What are we talking about right now? So anyway, it almost happened.
I got pulled out. High school prom. I had to get out of the car and walk a line. Very embarrassing. But I was not drinking.
Were you in your prom dress?
Yeah. Oh. No, maybe we had just, like, changed, and we were going to, like, the after party hangout place. But I was driving because the person I took was underage, under driving age.
Oh.
So you asked, like, a middle schooler to...
Like, 15.
Okay.
I was 16.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's not a huge age gap.
Why did they pull you over?
I don't actually know why. Okay. Maybe they were looking for drunk prom goers.
Yeah.
But
I don't Here's remember. The deal. I thought it was funny that I got pulled over for drunk driving when I wasn't drinking. And I said something about it on Instagram and everybody got mad. And I was not making fun of drunk driving. I was making fun of how ridiculous it was that.
You look drunk when you're not.
And that I just made it worse by all the giggling.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway. Moral of this story, Insta stories are very hard to communicate.
Clearly. On. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it shouldn't be because they're seeing your face.
Yeah.
It's not like you're just texting the world.
Yeah.
Texting, obviously, is hard to understand. But when it's your face, I don't understand what's so confusing about your face.
Quit misunderstanding us, Instagram.
Okay, so my irrational fear is anytime I'm driving on a highway going super fast, I don't have to be going super fast. It could be 60. It doesn't matter. But it's only on a highway. I envision clearly every time my phone flying out the window being sucked out by this centripetal force.
That's only for if you're going in a circle.
The velocity of my car and crashing on, like, being run over by a semi.
Oh.
And it's very irrational because my windows are not even open. This can't, literally cannot happen, but it's a deep fear.
Can't you just back it up onto the cloud or something?
I guess so. I mean, what would be the worst thing that happens? I get a new phone? But something about that feels very...
The product junkie in us. Feels excited to get a new phone.
Yeah.
So maybe roll your windows down and see about
Let
it.
Let it go. Throw Let it fly.
The wind.
Oh, but then who would I call to say, hey, I'm stranded. It. My phone's...
Right.
Like, you're just alone in the world.
You're right.
Without
And nobody
that.
Will stop for an eternity to
I'll
help
be
you.
Lost forever.
Emily won't even be there with all her camping gear.
I know.
I will be there with the gear. I just don't know how to use it.
Or where to find me, because my phone.
It's true.
I don't think I have an irrational fear.
Yeah.
I can't remember what we talked about.
That's good.
Before, but I'm afraid of sharks.
That's not irrational.
But like in pools. Right?
That is terrifying.
I'm not actually afraid of sharks in pools, but I am afraid of, like, I do have an irrational fear of water.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a fear that's too, it's bigger than it should be. And it's always been, I always have had.
Like deeper or what?
Deep water or even like, I don't know, I just think about it a lot at night. Yeah. Deep water.
At night specifically.
Yeah.
Like you being in deep water or your family being in deep water?
Me or the kids, mostly the kids. But it's always like, okay, let's walk through this. Mm-hmm. Where is the deep water that you're worried about? It's nowhere near me. Okay. But it's like stuff that's coming up.
Because like, you're moving to California? Has that made you nervous?
Definitely think about it a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think about it a lot more now. What are you gonna do? Moving there for like 6-7 months or something.
What are you going to do like when they want to go in the ocean? Are you just...
When they want to go in the ocean, they do go in the ocean. I take them to the beach. This summer we went weekly.
So you're fine with that? You let them go in?
I let them go in. When I'm actually there, I'm not as afraid. And now I even go in with them and swim, which is a big deal. I've never really done that before. Just that summer. This summer I started doing that.
I didn't know you were so afraid of water.
Yeah.
Did something happen?
I don't think that I'm a strong swimmer, but I don't do it enough to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's something that I know. I don't know if I'm great at it. So I'm just worried about it. I did have a problem once when we were in Hawaii before we had kids a long time ago. Like getting sucked into a riptide.
Uh-huh.
That's a little scary. But my husband saved my life.
Aww. Big boy.
He's super nice.
It's the theme of your life. Men jumping in to save you.
Is it?
Yeah. From the fight. The fight.
Oh, the fight.
Oh, yeah. Nathan
Smith.
Nathan Smith.
She's a damsel in distress.
I am. I was actually in very shallow water, but you weren't allowed to stand on it. We were snorkeling.
Brandon's like, stand up.
Yeah.
But you weren't allowed to.
They were like,
to.
Do not stand on the reef. Do not stand on the reef because they're like, beautiful. I stand on the reef.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Well, guys, that is it for this episode of the Mom Struggling Well podcast.
So things are changing a little bit. Normally, you are used to us in your ears every week, but you will not hear us in your ears next week unless you are a Patreon member. So go to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell to sign up. So we will be doing a public episode every other week and a Patreon episode every other week. And on those Patreon episodes, we will be drawing a winner.
What?
Winner, chicken dinner. Mm-hmm. For a $50 Better Life Bag gift card.
You guys, that is so generous. And we told her we thought it was too much.
We said, don't do it.
But I am a kind, nice, non-sarcastic person who throws money out the window. Not her phone.
So that's exciting. So we'll draw that randomly.
Yep. And you have to be listening to win.
Right.
Yep. So good.
Very cool. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. You can also support the show for free just by sharing the podcast with a friend, a sister, or a bus driver that you know.
Bus drivers.
You know? Oh, and so someone's going to come and say a goodbye today.
We have a That's fourth. Right. We're starting a new goodbye.
Yeah, because it's kind of fun to tell your kids, like, you know, like.
See you later, alligator. See you later, alligator. And a wild crocodile.
Right. Cute ones. So we have some cute ones.
And I have imported Yulia from Russia to say our goodbyes.
Okay. I am here for telling the goodbye. We say... Outdoor dinosaur.
You think you missed a word? I'll translate.
You have to.
When out. Oh, when you're Russian, you miss words. Yeah. Is she Russian? Ukrainian.
Where are you from?
Where are you from, Yulia?
I am from Russia.
Russia. She said, out the door, dinosaur. Isn't that cute?
And you know that's how we talk to our kids. So sweet. Especially when you're late to church.
Oh, sweet little baby. Out the door, dinosaur.
Out the door, dinosaur.
Yeah, I'm much more like you in my regular life.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
See you in 2 weeks. La, 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 la. Thanks to all the listeners. We're the struggling sisters.
Hey, Maggie, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I almost totally slept in and missed this call, so I'm glad that I got my calendar reminder.
That's so good. Yeah, we both woke up late. I've been watching Alias. I know I'm like a decade late, but it's really good.
You.
Yeah. So tell me, what is something you can't stop talking about?
First thing is my minivan. I love it. I just got it a couple weeks ago. It's my neighbor's.
You got your neighbor's minivan. Do they know you have their minivan?
She does, but I suddenly got really bad asthma from it because the air filter hadn't been cleaned out in a while.
Oh, no.
It'd been parked and sitting under a tree. That's one of my allergy triggers.
Oh, gosh.
So,
okay.
So we got a cat this weekend, so that's my other thing I'm excited about. Everybody loves a cat. My husband is allergic to cats, but he's had 5 cats before. And when we were coming home from the shelter, he's like, you know, I'm allergic, but I love you. So we're doing this.
That's so sweet.
We're on our 3rd kitty litter because he's allergic to the litter.
The cat's allergic to the litter?
No, my husband's allergic to the litter.
Oh, you got to try different ones.
Yeah.
He's putting up with a lot for y'all.
Oh, my gosh. He's like a very patient guy. Yes.
So how many kids do you have?
I have 1 and I have 2 in heaven. I had 2 miscarriages. My daughter's actually a twin. Psalm 139 is really important to me because the Lord knit my daughter in my womb, but in one sack, and my son in another. And when he passed away, we were able to carry her another 4 weeks before she was born.
Wow. That sounds, I don't know much about all that, but that sounds like it's not that common.
Oh, well, they were die-die twins, which means if they have both been born, they would have been fraternal twins. They both were in, they had 2 placentas. His placenta was compromised by my autoimmune disorder. But my daughter is a fighter, and she still is. Oh, help me. So she made it a few more weeks than he did. She was still born 10 weeks early. But yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. My goodness.
So yeah, we have 1 living child and 2 in heaven.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so what is something that is killing you softly right now? You can't even handle it anymore.
Wrappers everywhere. Snack wrappers.
Mm-hmm. I get it. What's the snack? What's the snack you can't stop seeing?
Depends on the day. Like, okay. It could be the little mini muffins.
Oh, yeah.
The next day, it could be goldfish. And any child that comes into my house, they all think, oh, I can just, everywhere, I can just float. These can just land anywhere, and it's fine.
It's like a form of confetti. Yeah.
Totally. And a friend of mine who's a seamstress, she actually, like, remakes those into bags somehow. And I'm like, if I gave you mine right now, I would give it to you in a 30-gallon garbage bag.
Oh, my goodness. I have so many. Gosh. Okay. So what's giving you life right now?
Going to therapy.
All right. When did you start that?
Like, right before I get bad every year. So I started, like, the second day my daughter went to school.
Okay.
And she is my second therapist. My first therapist, I only made it a couple weeks. And then I was getting so much anxiety meeting her. I just had to break up with her. Okay. It wasn't a good fit.
It's good to know when it's not a good fit. So you said you get bad every year. It's kind of a certain time of year thing?
Yeah, it's a seasonal affective disorder.
Okay.
It runs in my family. I get it, like, September to, like, late February, early March. My cousin, actually, he's a first responder. He gets it over the summer. So, like, this is his bad time.
I had no idea that it could be in the summer.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I didn't know either. His is more like a depression, actually. Mine is definitely, like, some people can have too much sun. And it, like, makes them anxious. Isn't that weird? But,
yeah. I had no idea. That's amazing. Okay. Well, good. I'm so glad you're doing what you need to do.
Yeah, I do what I need to do. I went on meds. Yay. Thank you for advocating that, by the way.
You're so welcome.
It's really, my husband's even, he's like, he's really in tune. He's like, you've been so much better. You're not randomly crying.
Mm.
You know, you're not snapping at your daughter. You know, all those things that were like, I knew that this was wrong. And my body just kept, my brain kept, I just couldn't overcome it. Mm-hmm. So.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for it on your show advocating that. Like, for real, more women need to talk about it.
Yes, I agree with you.
You just don't. We just think if I pray harder or I serve my family more or whatever, or I get more involved somewhere else. I used to have 3 jobs. That's how I used to deal with my anxiety.
Wow.
I'd sleep like 5 hours a day because I just couldn't handle life. So I would just work like a maniac before I had my family. And now I can be normal. I can be present for them.
Yay. That makes me so happy. Do you have any questions for me? I think Katie put that on.
Yeah, yeah. For real. How has it been at work? Like, with the whole having to wear masks and stuff. Is that really stressful?
It is stressful for healthcare workers. Thankfully, the situation I'm in is kind of they're stuck at. They're all in the house. They don't leave. So right. We, if somebody gets it, we brought it to them because we have to go to the grocery store and all that kind of stuff.
Sure, sure.
So my particular situation hasn't been as stressful, but thanks for asking.
I've just been praying for you. And I know, like, in the beginning, it was like, haha, I can't find toilet paper. And now it's like,
it's kind of wearing.
It's really hard to go to work. I know if you're a healthcare worker right now, it's just really hard to go to work sometimes. Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's everything I have for you.
Thank you, Emily. I appreciate it.
Yes. So nice to meet you. We'll talk to you later, Maggie.